The log is off.
Hello, Bess. How are you doing?
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah. Right. My mouth is still fizzing off that last beer we had. You remember it?
Last beer was the sour.
Yeah, the strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake sour yonder.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Excellent beer.
What an experience that was.
It has gone down on my... it's gone down on my Untappd as unrated because I don't rate beers on Untappd. But if I was rating it, it would go down as a 4.5, I think. Out of 5.
Why don't you rate them on Untappd?
I used to rate them on Untappd, but I started to just fall out of fashion with it. So if anyone is Untappd, I'm on Untappd at Treacle80. So that's my Untappd.
But you won't get any reviews.
I won't get any reviews, but people can follow us if they like what I'm drinking. So I don't rate them anymore, simply because I didn't feel I was doing them justice, because sometimes you get a review of a beer, and it's like, let's say sometimes a can of Foster's just hits the mark, doesn't it? Or sometimes a can of Heineken hits the mark, or whatever. And at that particular time when I'm drinking that, I might mark that a bloody 4. But actually, it's crap beer. So I was doing that a lot, and I was finding that when I felt like differently about some of the beers, I was marking them up quite high, or I was marking them down too low. So I thought, you know what, the safest way is just to check off my beers and see them.
Is it like when someone says, what's your favourite song? And you go, well, that's impossible to answer at any point in ever.
Yeah, because it changes for whether you're sad or whether you're happy. Although having said that, my favourite song of all time is Plastic Bertrand, Ça Plante Pour Moi.
I don't even know what that is.
Ça Plante Pour Moi, 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 Ça Plante Pour Moi.
Of the Stella Artois adverts. Is that what that is?
It's been off 1,000,001 adverts because I think he just sells it everywhere he possibly can. But
that can't be your favourite song ever.
You're right.
That's mental.
But at the moment, and for a lot of years, that's been certainly definitely up there in my top 5 of favourite songs. It makes me happy every time I play it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an odd thing to have as one of your favourite songs, I think. I just associate that with adverts. So
yeah, it is on a lot of adverts, yeah. And I think Ça Plante Pour Moi means something like, this plane is for me, or something like that. So I've got no idea what the lyrics are.
All right, Del Boy.
I did promise to learn it on the guitar one time and learn all the lyrics. But I started to try and do that so it could be a party piece, but it's fucking impossible.
Well, that would be the shittest party piece. But can you imagine if someone said, like, lads, quiet, Martin's going to play something.
I'll tell you what else I really love as a song as well. The Bare Naked Ladies. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Oh, yeah, that's a quality song, yeah.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. Have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking.
Have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking.
Watch the next files of the lights. We're done, LeMaison.
Bolognese on.
It's all about
the smoking meds in this one. Wow, I remembered more of that than I thought. But they've spoiled themselves by doing the theme tune to the worst comedy TV show of all times.
Oh, I don't know this.
Big Bang Theory.
Do you know what? I've only ever watched a Big Bang Theory when I've sort of put it on in the background, not knowing what it was, and sort of watched half an episode or something like that.
I physically hate that program.
Really? I mean, it's like the most ultra successful program ever as well, isn't it? It's like more successful than Friends, I think.
Because do you know what though? It's like, you know, have you ever seen a Nickelodeon comedy show for kids? It's like that for adults. It's like, laugh now, guys. Ah, oh, God, it winds me up.
But wasn't Friends like that?
Yeah, if you watch Friends now, I don't think it's aged well.
I did start watching it again did it go on Netflix or something?
Yeah, it's been Netflix, I think.
Start watching it again, yeah, and I sort of got a bit of the same of like, oh, this is not as good as I remember. I remember when when Friends was out, I used to live with a guy, not in the biblical sense, and he bought from someone at work the full, I think it was 9 or 10 series of Friends on VHS cassette. and we sat and binge watched them, mostly like pissed. But we just used to lie on, we had two sofas in these front room. We just lie on a sofa each and watch like multiple episodes of Friends. It was the best time of my life.
I think they're still okay for hangover TV, but I wouldn't watch that. I wouldn't go, oh, I fancy watching an episode of Friends.
Hey, where do you stand on Lost? Me and my wife were having this conversation. I was saying to her, do you fancy watching Lost again? And she was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's poo. I think they were making that up as they went along. I think I had a really good idea, and then after the first scene, right, was like, I don't know what happens in now, so yeah, we'll just make it up as well. Right, we'll have a dinosaur or a, and then we'll just make this shit up.
Yeah.
It was a bit, can you remember the Highlander film, right? If you think about that, conceptually, that's one of the best ideas for a film ever. So you've got these guys who are immortal going around just like fighting each other. And then they did the first one, which was all right, really good idea. And then they managed to fuck up everything else that they ever did.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Highlander?
I've never seen the film or the series. I know.
Man, that's mental. Honestly, have a look at it. It's really good.
I always feel like I let myself down with films because I've never been a massive... I enjoy watching films occasionally.
You've definitely been massive. Sorry.
Thanks for that. That's really boosted my confidence.
Sorry, that was rude.
That was... I let myself down with films because I haven't seen a lot of like classic films, so I only watched The Godfathers a few years ago.
Right, what's your take on The Godfather films?
Well, I've kind of forgotten it, and I think this is part of the problem with me in films. I watch them and then immediately forget them, and I'll be halfway through watching it again. I'll go, oh, I think I've seen this. So, but I remember thinking The Godfather was quite good.
Yeah, the first one's good, but the second and third one. I think probably if you were around at the time they came out, like, if that's your era, they would have been brilliant. But, like, okay, I'll just ask you the question. Godfellas or Godfather?
Not seen Goodfellas.
Goodfellas or Godfather? You've not seen...
Right, that's what I mean.
You've not seen Goodfellas.
That's what I mean. I'm letting myself down with a lot of these classics. Well, actually, that's Goodfellas, the one where he's say hello to my little friend.
That's Scarface.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Scarface. No, I haven't seen Goodfellas.
Wow. I can't believe I didn't know this about
There's
you.
There's a lot. I hadn't seen E.T. until 10 years ago.
E.T.'s shit. Yeah, I've said
it. It made me cry. But I'm also got emotional issues.
Unless you're a heartless bastard, it's going to make you cry. But it's shit.
What else have we watched that I'd never seen before? And Carol just could not believe that. Oh, Shrek. I hadn't seen Shrek. I have now, but I hadn't seen Shrek for like a long time.
I think I know the reason for this. Because you'll have watched the same five films on a loop for the whole entirety of your life. And I'm going to name them. So Big Trouble in Little China. Tick. Ghostbusters. Tick. Ghostbusters 2.
No.
Really? No. All right. Spinal Tap.
Tick.
With Neil and
Tick.
I. How many is that?
Four.
Oh, there's another one, isn't there? Have you got another one in your head?
No, I think you've probably covered my bases, to be fair.
Yeah.
There were some films that I'll watch over and over again, though. So I really like Back to the Future. I'll watch that over and over again.
I think that's the most perfect film ever made, the first one.
Oh, that's a big statement.
I
also really like, this is sort of where my fucking brain is, I also really like School of Rock.
I love that film as well. I'll tell you what else I love. Have you ever seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, of course I haven't seen fucking Goodfellas.
I tell you what, instead of all them classics, fuck them, right? Watch Hot Tub Time Machine.
Right, right.
It's one of my favourite films of all time. It's brilliant.
I get a lot of pleasure out of like shit films, I think.
This is like a good shit film.
Right. Oh, I'll have to have a look at this then. Is some of that set in a ski resort?
Yeah, it's like, so these guys go... Yeah. Like go back in time in the 80s in a ski resort where they're like 18-year-olds or whatever.
Right.
And they're like, but they've got the mindset of they are now, like in their 40s or something. It's really good.
Can I give you two films that I think are massively overrated?
Go on then.
The Big Lebowski.
I love that film. That's not overrated. If anything, that's underrated.
Anchorman.
Yeah, I don't like things like that. Will Ferrell in general.
Well, I mean, I love Elf. I absolutely watch it. Brilliant. We watch it every Christmas. We all sit down as a family and watch it. I mean, like, I love my Elf. Stepkids are like in their 30s. So we all watch it every year.
Yeah, Step Brothers is all right as well. I kind of take that.
Step Brothers, I quite like Will Ferrell.
Everything else, he's just an annoying twat.
Can't think what else he's been in, to be honest.
Well, you don't need him because he's just an annoying twat.
Have you watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary?
No, but I'm going to blow your mind with an Arnold Schwarzenegger fact in a minute.
I'll do my bit first then. So me and Carol watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger film together and we decided, Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary together, and we decided that let's watch all of the Arnold Schwarzenegger films in chronological order. Starting with Conan the Barbarian, because he did do some before that, which I don't think are worth watching. So we're going to start at Conan the Barbarian and work on from there.
I did watch one by accident the other day where it's like the end of the world and he's got
End of Days. It's quite good.
I didn't even heard of it and it was just on. I was like, oh, it's this?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. So are you ready for your Arnold Schwarzenegger fact?
Blow my mind.
Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger used to live in Chesley Street.
Is this something to do with his bodybuilder coach?
Yes.
It was in the documentary. Was he from Chesley Street?
Yeah, Chesley Street. So apparently, for about 4 months or something, he came over to the UK and lived with this guy in Chesley Street.
So we need to explain that Chesley Street is a village like near where we're from, which is like, it's not in France, as you may think.
Chester the Street. That's all it is, really. Actually.
Yeah, it is. Wow, but I didn't realise he was in Chesley Street. Bloody hell.
Yeah. And apparently, like, there's photos of him in Crocs, which was the nightclub in Chester Street. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That blew my mind. That's a good fact, because his mentor was a British bodybuilder. He was in films, or that guy.
I think he was, like, a pioneer of, like, diet and putting on muscle mass at the time. So, like, he came and lived with him and trained with him for a bit.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good fact. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger just to ask him if he remembers being in Chesley Street.
Yeah, I think that would blow his mind, wouldn't it?
Because I was in Greenland. I went on an expedition in Greenland, as you know, and I was there for like 2 months, whatever it was. A plane landed in the place that we were in Greenland, and Blur were on that plane because we were doing a concert in Greenland. And they came out and they had like drinks with us, and the bassist Alex gave us loads of like shots off the plane and stuff like that. And I'd love to just meet them again and go, do you remember when you landed in Greenland? There was like unintentionally a load of 19-year-olds there. I'd love to know if they remembered it.
Do you think they will? I think they might.
Dale Albarn said to me, he was walking behind us. I turned around and I said, hello, mate, we've been waiting for you to come. And he went, oh, no, not a Geordie. And I can imagine in his head he must be thinking, I'm in fucking Greenland and there's a fucking fat Geordie in front of us.
Yeah, that's almost as mental as going, I'm in Greenland and Blur have just arrived.
It is.
Because at the time they were like the big, like they were massive,
massive,
weren't they?
Absolutely massive.
Yeah.
And I remember he had a ginger bodyguard. Damon Albarn that was walking with you.
No, that's the drummer, man.
He went, look, guys, they're not here to socialise. Just give them a break. And this Alex went, fuck off. And he started handing out these miniatures.
How good of a bass player is he, though?
Yeah,
I hadn't realised that until recently. He's brilliant.
It's only come about because of this resurgence, hasn't it? This renaissance of Yeah, he is very good.
I watched them live. He's excellent bassist. I didn't realise how good he was.
I've been guiltily watching some McFly videos because they're doing a tour at the moment.
Stop. Right. Before you say it, here's what I'm going to say about them. Best pop group of the last 25 years?
Definitely up there. Watching them live now, I mean, I know they're all like probably 40 or whatever it is. They are unbelievable live. They're
brilliant musicians.
Tight as you can possibly imagine.
They can all sing. They can all play.
Absolutely.
They can all write.
Fantastic.
They're the Beatles, basically, for now.
That's a big statement. That's a big statement.
I love McFly. I'll tell you about once. So my missus used to work in a theatre, right? And McFly were playing there. And this was kind of just on the brink of when they were starting out and then started to get massive. And she could get comps, so she'd get us free tickets. And I went, get us some tickets for McFly. So I got two tickets. And could I fuck find anyone to go with this?
Because
I was like, I think at the time I was like mid-20s, maybe late-20s. Possibly even early 30s, I can't remember. So I couldn't get anyone to go because it's like, well, no, for kids. So I had to, we might have to have an edit with this story, but I had to, so I couldn't go and I wasn't going to go on my own. Like, but I had these free tickets and Sarah went, well, you can sell them. And I was like, oh, I'll do that. So I stuck them on, it might have been eBay at the time, like 20 quid each just to make a few quid back. So this lass got in touch and said, oh, I'll buy them. She bought them both for 20 quid. And she went, can I meet you in Newcastle? And we'll exchange. I'll bring the money, you bring the tickets kind of thing. So I was like, oh, no bother. I'll meet you on Saturday morning and whatever. So on Saturday morning, I'm getting ready for phone. I've got this message on my phone, right? And it's like, because I'd given my mobile number to kind of when we met up. And it's a mam on the phone going, yeah, this is so-and-so's mother. You're meant to be meeting her in Newcastle today. They handed tickets over. Just bearing in mind, she's only 15. Is there any other way we can get the tickets to her? Because probably not appropriate meeting up with her. And I was like, shit. Never even crossed my mind to ask her age. Like,
so not only did you miss out on seeing McFly, you also turned into a fully blown grooming paedophile.
Nick, that could have gone really wrong, couldn't it? If I tipped up and like, it might be one of them stings, you know, one of them you see on the thing.
A guy with a microphone would have come out from behind the building going, hi Dan, what are you doing here tonight? He'd be like, well, I'm just exchanging a ticket for this girl. He'd be like, well, I've seen your messages. And on the 3rd of October, you said to her, let's meet up. Well, yeah, to exchange the tickets.
Exactly. I could have got me in lots of trouble. Anyway, ended up going, yeah, you're right. Ringing the mum and going, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. And then just mailing them out there. But I charged her 5 quid for the postage.
that was a faux pas on your. So basically, you couldn't go to a concert in Newcastle. But you were willing to travel to Sunderland or travel to Newcastle to exchange the tickets. Yeah, you didn't think that went through, mate.
Not at all. No.
Right, let's move on. So we've had a little bit of a first episode, good outcome on the loggers off.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
You really enjoyed it. We both really enjoyed it. I've got a new brew for you, mate. As you know, we're going back to Newcastle Brewery here. So we've gone through a lot of like fizzy sort of pails, fizzy Beaver Towns, etc. Moved out of the supermarket. We went really a bit avant-garde, if that's the word, on last episode with a sour. I'm coming back to a little bit more mainstream. But something that we haven't actually had yet. Now, this is going to absolutely knock out the piss scale for colour because this is actually a stout.
Yeah.
What's your experience of stout? And I'm going to give you three brands here, and I bet this is your experience of stout.
Go
Guinness.
On, yeah.
Murphy's.
Never had it.
Never had a Murphy's. Okay. I forgot.
I forgot the third one. I thought you were going to say Mackie's.
Oh, Mackie's a good call, actually, yeah. Mackie's,
I think I have tried that once in a working men's club or something.
Yeah, it was a Mackie in Black was a favourite in the working
men's. I don't think I've had anything else, though.
So all I'm going to say is, for this beer, don't expect Guinness. Guinness is actually a stout, and the way it's poured is it has a different mix of gas in it. So ordinarily when you pour a stout, it would be a hand pull stout, like a cask stout, which is completely different to Guinness, which is a keg stout. and you actually pull it over a 70-30 mix of gas, which means it's got quite a lot of nitrogen in, and the nitrogen gives it that, it's the gas that gives it that creaminess, right, and that settling thing. It's actually the gas that does that.
So I used to, for a long time, well, not for a long time, but for about a year or two, Guinness was my session drink because I found it less gassy and less, if you stuck to Guinness, you tended not to throw up or anything. So I quite enjoyed having it as a session. However, that meant sometimes you'd have it starting off in a pub and then by midnight you were having it in a club and the difference was quite different.
Yeah, and there is massive differences. Even though it's meant to be like a standard server, there's massive differences in Guinness. It fluctuates hugely. If you look on Instagram, there's actually a guy that all he does is review Guinness in different pubs.
I have seen one, yeah.
and the way it's poured and the way it's kept is critical. Anyway, this is not Guinness. This is a Newcastle brewery, Full Circle Brew Co. This is called Kiburi. I don't know what Kiburi actually means, to be
perfectly honest. Is that the name of the beer?
Yeah, the name of the beer is Kiburi.
Right.
They are a really quite good brewery, Full Circle. They've got that lovely place down on the Tyne. On the Gateshead side, I think, though, isn't it? Not on the Newcastle side.
I think so.
So we're going to. This is a session stout, so it's not as high volume, high ABV as some of them. It's only 4.1%. So, do you want to crack it open?
What's Guinness?
Well, Guinness used to be 5%, I think. But I have got a feeling it might have gone down because it was one of the ones that had a tax relief.
I've got a couple of things to say about the can, if you don't mind. Right. First off, there's a temperature thing on there, which is surfboard, which is high props. Also,
Is the temperature? What is the temperature? I haven't seen that.
Well, this just says keep cold.
No. Oh. So there's not a temperature thing on it at all, is there? sometimes you have a best before date. No, it means absolutely nothing.
Right, okay. Also, the other thing, there's a QR... Hang on, mate. Hang on. Hand your horses. There's a QR code on here, which if you scan it, it takes you to a YouTube video of them setting up their brewery, which I thought was nice.
I don't take enough heed in this as I should, maybe.
How do I pour this?
So, you know when I've told you to give it a little bit of beans? I don't think it really matters, mate, to be perfectly honest. So I kind of slightly tip the glass and don't really worry about the speed I pour it. And then it ends up sort of with a couple of inch head on, and that head will die down, and then I finish off pouring it. I've told you this before. I don't really get hung up about pouring beer.
Well, but people can be dicks about how you pour things.
Yeah, really. Some people can be real beer snobs about it.
Oh, it smells like Guinness.
Well, it's a stout, so it's going to be malty. It does smell like Guinness. I always wonder how you'll be with stouts, because stouts are, if you like a Guinness, it's all right, but a lot of people don't like stouts, but they do like Guinness, so I'm quite interested to see where you are on this one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Guinness is like everyone kind of has a thing about Guinness, don't they? It's not Marmite-y. I think it's like, it's nice out. It's all right.
It's all right, yeah. I think the can art on this is brilliant. I really, really like that. It's like an abstract of a lion, isn't it? But I really like it.
Yeah. I remember if Kiburi means lion or something in some kind.
Yeah, it could do, yeah. Doesn't actually give you an explanation, does it?
Right, are we drinking?
Yeah, let's drink.
Hang on.
Oh, hang on. Artwork. Oh, no. Bloody graphics. Right. Cheers. Bottoms up.
Whoa.
Ooh.
There's a lot to take in there, isn't there?
Tell me where you are.
Well.
Oh.
There's certainly... Oh, okay, I got a lot there. Hang on. There's certainly a Guinness vibe. I think I've got coffee quite heavily there.
Yeah, it's got a bit of, that'll be the maltiness of it, which gives it a bit of coffee. I tell you what I'm quite surprised at, it's quite creamy. And I would bet my bottom dollar this has got lactose in, but I don't think it has, which is quite surprising, really. Although it is made with oats, and oats give a creaminess to a stout.
I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, like I know what you're talking about. There's definitely coffee in that,
quite,
though.
Quite creamy.
Okay.
Yeah, it has got a coffee. Yeah, it has got a coffee.
But like,
it, yeah.
But not definitely. Like a cup of coffee, like a coffee sweet or something.
Yeah, like a
coffee cake.
Oh, do you know what I was going to say? It's got a bit of an edge, like a coffee revel.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like a coffee sweet.
Yeah, like just like a real kind of creaminess, but yeah, like a revel. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, I think.
Now I'm going to say something here. I think that's a little bit easier to drink than Guinness.
Yeah, possibly. So where I go wrong, well, not where I go wrong, but what I don't like about stouts is that sometimes this is like a kegged stout, so it's got, this one hasn't, but they've often got a little bit more carbonation. Oh, I would love to have that on cask, you know, hand pull.
Sorry, mate,
I think that'd be absolutely awesome.
Just tipped it on me mouse.
If you go up and smoke, tell us.
Yes. Have you liked this?
Yeah, quite nice, lad. Quite nice. I'm really pleased you like this because I know you're comparing it to a Guinness. The fact you said you like it more than the Guinness kind of means that you've grown up a little bit, I think.
I don't know how else to put this, but it's got kind of a... It is creamy, but it's got more of a kind of a lager texture than a Guinness.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of carbonation. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is the way these stouts are. They'll be served on keg usually, but on cask that would take away that fizz. And I think it'd be absolutely superb.
I know it's a session one.
Have you ever been to Full Circle?
No, I know where it is though.
Really brilliant outlook right on the Tyne. It's excellent.
Can you do brewery tours there and stuff?
Don't know. I've only been once. I went with my wife. And we just sat on the walked over the bridge, which is always quite nice, and then sat on there outside because it was a nice day. So
have they got a tap nice. Room or something then?
Yeah, I think it's made up with like shipping containers. I think it's Full Circle.
Oh yeah, I think that is. Yeah, it is. That is what I'm thinking of.
This week I had another air fryer chronicle.
All right.
So I still haven't tried the chicken wings, which you recommended way back when, which I am still going to do. But this time I did something which I thought was quite nice. So I did almost not a three-course meal, but a multi-staged dish. So I did a Nando's chicken. Now that sounds better than it is, maybe. So what I did was I cooked onions and peppers in the air fryer first of all to get them going. Then I added chicken and then I added some Nando's sauce and it came out like a saucy chicken. It was absolutely superb.
What's your thoughts on Nando's anyway?
Oh, so Nando's for me is overrated.
Well, it's definitely overrated. I think anyone can't deny that. But I think it's excellent. I love Nando's. I used to hate it.
We went for a Nando's not so long ago near us, and the service there, I know you don't sort of get service in Nando's.
You serve yourself?
But it took them like 45 minutes to bring the food over. It's like, fucking, I could have literally killed, gutted, plucked and cooked a chicken in the time it took us to do that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what pisses me off, Five Guys. So we go to Five Guys. Like, for a treat, my son loves it. It's like his favourite place. So for a treat, we'll go to the Metro Centre one. And you'll stand for like 40 minutes waiting sometimes for a £12 burger and chips, and you're like, "Oh well, lads,
yeah, you can go faster than this."
Yeah,
I've had in my life 2 Five Guys, and I have to say they are. I had one in Miami, which is quite good. It was just after we'd got off a plane and we were going to our hotel and we're starving. We needed to stop somewhere. It was late at night and Five Guys was still open, and that was like one of the best burgers I've ever tasted.
The burgers are amazing. The cheeseburgers, I love the cheeseburgers.
I always end up getting, I don't know why, but I always end up getting a chili type of burger, you know, the one with the jalapenos on. So I've had it twice and I've had that burger twice.
But someone recommended to me to get their hot dogs because you can get like chili, like actual chili on a hot dog or something. And it's meant to be amazing.
And then they do that wild thing with the chips, don't they? Where they like put like a carton of chips in and then put your carton of chips in.
So you're ordering large fries and they go, "No, don't." And you go, "Okay, and small." And then you get to the table and you go, "Ah, right, okay, I know what you're doing right now." Because you get like a bin bag of chips.
It's their thing, isn't it? That they're actually instructed to do it, aren't they?
Yeah. It is so nicer.
So back to Nando's, though. Nando's for me is like always a little bit, I'm going to say disappointing, but I don't think that's the word. It's always a little bit, I'm always expecting a bit more, but it does deliver on a certain level, if you know what I mean. So I'm always happy with being, and I always quite enjoy the meal, but it never lives up to its hype for me.
But you said something there that was key to me, that the sauce, I always have a Nando's sauce in the cupboard because it's amazing on anything.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're really good. And what temperature are you?
I really like the medium.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd
just because it's like it's quite. I can put it on anything.
So. I like the hot on my burger, and I like the super hot on my chips. Or whatever it is, that little bottle.
Vesuvius or whatever.
Yeah, I like that on my chips.
So. I think that's too hot for just general use.
I always thought it'd be really hot. And I'm not particularly into massively spicy food, but I don't think Nando's is particularly that hot.
No, and what's cool about it is it's hot and then it goes away. It's not one of the ones that stays with you for like...
Would you do a Pacquiao chip or whatever they're called, those one-chip challenges? No. I could just imagine how your body would react to that. Knowing you for the amount of time I've known you, your eyes would fully go, you'd be crying.
I'd die.
I reckon your face would go beetroot red.
Yeah. Can you remember that fucker that had the cinnamon challenge? What's his name? That sports presenter guy who said
and he coughs it.
Yeah, that's what I'd be. I'd be like, right, this is the spicy stuff. And I put it in my mouth, and then I'd be purple for like.
He was on the Jeremy Vine show as well. And he was doing.
God, what's his name?
It was doing the difference between a vegetarian sausage and a meat sausage.
And he didn't know the difference.
100%. That is the sausage. Take it away from me. I don't want any of that crap. This is the one I'm having. That's the meat sausage.
Like, mate, that was a really good impression. It sounded exactly like it.
It goes, yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, we were both vegan dickheads.
My sausage of choice now, though, is a Richmond vegan.
I tell you, right, here's my stance on sausages. About 10, 15 years ago, they all got spoiled with these herbs and spices and shit in them. And they got too overpowering. So now when someone...
There's nothing worse than getting a sausage that's got a really thick case. I know exactly where your mind is here. And I was just about to say, it's literally like eating a knob. Allegedly.
Is that not just because they're overcooked, though?
No. Some of them have, like... I think some of the synthetic cases can be quite thick. And there's nothing worse than a thick... thick skin on your sausage.
What's the case on a vegan sausage then?
Well, I presume it'll be a synthetic case. But that must be
nylon?
Different grades. Yeah. Just wrap it in cotton wool. Bake it. But I think they're really nice sausage. And also, I mean, so like, I always hate this about myself, but I really love a proper Richmond sausage. And I feel like I just...
Maybe we've talked about this before. Richmond sausages are the boil.
But the fat that comes off them is unbelievable.
Well, that's why you need an air fryer, boys.
But do you know what? I think there's so much fat comes up, it goes over the griller draw that I still bathe in their own fat.
It's like spilling out on your kitchen floor.
Yeah. And then you got this pan full of fat and you think, well, I can't put that down the drain.
So I've been on this massive health kick this week. So, like, from Sunday last week to now, which is now Friday. Hang on.
So your massive health kick has lasted 5 days?
Yeah. I can only start it when I start it, knobhead. So I've been cooking all these, like, nutrient-dense meals. So, like having chickpea curries and using, like, only sort of fresh ingredients, so you can't have like a Patax sauce or whatever.
Have you checked that you haven't grown a vagina as well?
I've grown tits. That's why I'm on the diet. So and like, I, honestly, right? I'm not just saying this. I know it's only been 5 days, but I feel amazing. Like, it's one of the best I've ever felt. And you don't realize how much crap you put into your body until you stop doing it and kind of reassess. But so we've been off this week, me missus and me son. And on Monday, I was like, right, we're gonna have a real go at this. Like, we'd already started the food. And like, oh, we'll start doing walks and taking the dog on extra long walks and doing a bit of exercise and maybe it's a bit weights and maybe it's a bit like every now and then we'll do 10 minutes of like stretching and stuff. And Monday mornings, me missus went, oh, we need to move this thing in the garage. It's like quite a heavy thing. Because we're moving everything out of change rooms downstairs. Anyway, so I went to lift this thing up and my back went.
Ah, mate, that's old, isn't it?
So I literally spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday either in bed or doing this noise every time I stood up.
That's a sign of things to come, that, mate.
And I'm so annoyed.
You obviously lifted from your back and not from your knees.
Well, I thought I'd use my legs to lift, but like, I'd lifted it, got it into the garage, and then sat down. And then when I stood up, I was like, my back had just seized up. It was awful.
So your health kick was exercise free rather than, so you've done well on the food, but no exercise.
So it was more important to stick to the good food. But we're having, honestly, mate, I can't recommend it enough. And I'll tell you what the key is. I'll tell you what the key ingredient is to staying healthy: porridge.
I do like a porridge, yeah.
If you have porridge for your breakfast every morning with a banana, you'll be full till about 2 o'clock, and then you can have a healthy dinner or a healthy tea. It's unbelievable.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks for the diet tips, Fatty. let's get back to this beer. I had that conversation with my wife's husband, who was giving us some diet tips once about how to lose weight. Bearing in mind, he was
your wife's husband.
My wife's husband. Bearing in mind, he's fourth. Shit, my wife's father. Sorry.
Explains a lot.
But my wife's father's 4'11" and 25 stone. And he was giving us diet tips. I took 4'11"
and 25 stone.
I'm maybe using somewhat poetic licensing, but it's roughly around that. Right. Anyway, let's get back to this beer, mate. So,
sorry, mate. Yeah, go.
So we've gone through a lot of pills. We've gone through some IPAs. We've gone through a sour. We've gone through a Gers. We're on to a stout. This is a moderate stout. It's actually a session stout, so it's designed to be able to have a couple of pints of it. 4.1%. I'm just going to go straight in, mate. Is the lager on or the lager off?
Lager's off.
The lager's off.
I knew it. I knew it was always going to be. People probably think that we're making this up, like, and we're just wanting to go further and further away. But I don't think you've had a shocker yet.
I think if we'd kept the Gers episode going another 20 minutes, I might have reevaluated, because that did change taste and it wasn't particularly nice.
Yeah, but that was your second bottle, wasn't it?
No. Oh, yeah, it was. I did have two bottles.
Yeah, because I would only ever have one bottle of Gers, I've got to say.
Well, can I just ask about the Gers? Is someone must be buying that regularly for it to be stocked in Waitrose?
Yeah, I think lots of people buy Gers regularly. I mean, it's a standard, well-known lambic Belgian drink.
Oh, yeah, well, so. If you know your lambics. Then
So, but yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got a bottle. I'm just looking in the garage before we came into this, and I've got two bottles in the garage.
Have you? Is it like one of them things where you just go off and see a lambic?
No, sometimes if I've had like a... So maybe not this one, but if we'd gone for an Imperial Stout, if we'd gone for like, let's say an 8% Stout or a 12 or a high up one, and I'd had a half a glass of that, I might think afterwards, well, I've got another Stout in the fridge, but I just need something as a palate cleanser. I'll have a 7%
Gers. Hell. It's like tasting menus, isn't it? You know, when you get like 10 wines.
Yeah.
Do you think you could, I think we've asked this before, but could you do a tasting menu of beer?
Yeah, 100%. And I'm definitely going to do that. In fact, the next time you're coming out to our house, I think I might try and do you a tasting menu with some beers.
Food and beers.
And I've done this with my wife and been quite successful with it. So we've got Lagers Off again. I knew it would be. I'm really glad you let this start. Really glad you've compared it to Guinness and actually preferred to Guinness. That's good. Multi backbone. I'm going for episode 3, and I'm going to go a bit more. I'm going to go a bit more mainstream in terms of the style, but I'm going to go a little bit different in terms of the alcohol next time. So, watch this space.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed it again. Been nice chatting,
dude. It's been a pleasure. Hope your back gets fixed.
Thanks,
and
mate.
I'll see you next week.
See you next time. Bye bye.
Love you.
Bye bye.
The log is off.